St. Olaf Church was constructed in the early 13th century. The name comes from the Norwegian King Olaf II, of Olaf II, who was called Olaf the Holy and became a saint of St. Olaf. It is believed that it was St. Olaf who brought Christianity to Gotland. This church used to be one of the largest and richest in Visby. Like many other churches, after the Reformation the Church of St. Olaf fell into disuse and was eventually abandoned. Sadly, very little remains of it, and visitors can only imagine what it must have been like in its prime. The church was a three-nave basilica, which is normally characterized by a high central nave and lower, narrower side naves. Most of the facades are gone, but a portal in the west bears traces of a tympanum decorated with reliefs, a unique feature among the portals of the churches in Visby. Traces of a smaller portal can still be seen in the northern wall. The design of the choir is unknown. The church was likely covered by a wooden roof, which has long since disappeared. Today, visitors can explore the ruins of the church and see what remains of this once great structure. The walls of the nave still stand, as do the pillars that once supported the roof. Visitors can also see the remains of the choir and the apse, as well as several carved stone details that have survived the centuries. The ruin is situated on the south side of a beautiful botanic garden and its walls are covered by the largest example of ivy on Gotland.